Hey, everybody, welcome back to Moms After Bedtime. I'm Mandy and I'm here with Megan.
Hey.
Hey. Kind of sad. Just the two of us.
Hey. It's like an echo, like, hello, hello,
hello. You're an idiot. Almost. Almost tis the season for the Grinch. I think it's Christmas season, even though it's only September. I keep adding things to my Christmas list and I keep telling Phil, I really want this for Christmas. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's September. Like, September, like, 8th. Anyways.
Whatever. Whatever brings you joy.
Wanting things. This episode is just Megan and I, and we are going to talk all about like health and fitness. We talk so much on this podcast about mental health. Mm-hmm. And so we want to dedicate an episode about physical health, which actually we will then probably relate to mental health because that's how we do things around here.
Everything goes back to mental health. That's all.
That's very true. Very true. But yeah, before we jump into that, what's your wine and cheese for the week?
Well, my wine is that last Thursday was the day from hell. Like, do you ever just have those days where you're just like, I can't catch a break?
Yes.
It was just, it was the second day of school so we do like blue day, gold day at our school. Mm-hmm. So it's the second day of school for the blue kids. And I have a class. I don't mean to complain, but they're just really bad. They're really poorly behaved. And I think it's a product of COVID, to be totally honest, because
how old are these kids?
10th graders. So the last school year they had, the last real school year they had, they were 7th graders.
Oh, wow.
And
oh my God. Ooh.
They are still 7th graders.
Oh.
So yeah, even their jokes are like 7th grader jokes. I'm like, really? You guys think that? All right. Anyway.
You know, I've never really thought, like, we talk so much, everyone's so freaked out about, like, what COVID's done, like, for kids academically, mm-hmm. but, like, what about maturity-wise? That's, like, a weird perspective I've never even considered.
So, like, just teacher perspective, your kids are going to be fine academically, whatever, right. You know, send them to school, I saw a thing, like, during COVID, like, that's our job. We'll figure it out. We'll make sure that they're okay academically.
Right.
Socially? Oof. Wow. I could write like a freaking, I mean, I should go like go get my doctorate or something because I could write like a dissertation on this. But like, I think they also, so they're 10th graders. They've never been in high school with the other half of the alphabet.
Oh, right.
So.
That is so weird.
They've never been to high school more than 2 days a week. And you're like, I just don't even, it's a lot. And I can't blame them, but it's also just like, wow, I feel like this is the grade that's hurting the most, like for my span.
That's such a pivotal, those years from 7th to 10th grade. Like, I just
think
about,
like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's like your awkward puberty years where you need to be like having awkward moments to like grow as a human being. Like, you need those social, like, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for anybody listening who has kids this age, and we're probably scaring you even more.
The nice part of it for anyone who does have kids that are older like that is academically, don't worry. Like, we're filling in the gaps and your kids are going to be okay. Socially, we're working on it. And it was the first time in my entire teaching career where I had to have someone just come sit in my classroom because I needed to take a walk. That never happens to me. But I was like, but I think me too, I'm not used to going to school 5 days a week.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know. So it was just, I think, a product of just a lot at once. And there's 25 of them and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was like that. And then it was open house that night. And then before I knew it was open house, I signed up to do my last like training thing at CrossFit. So I had to go there. I'm still sick. I don't even know. I just, at this point, I'm just going to be sick forever. So whatever. But so I couldn't do like the whole CrossFit thing because then I started having like a coughing attack and what I assume an asthma attack feels like.
Oh, that's scary.
I was just like, I'm sorry. But it was just a one-on-one thing. So it's not like I was like in a class and did that. Mm-hmm. And then I had to rush home and get dressed and go to there. And something else happened that just was, it was just a bad day. So my mm-hmm. wine is just like, I was like, I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast. But it was just a bad day. Oh, the other thing was that we overlooked that daycare was going to be closed on Friday. So it was Thursday. And so I picked Eliza up and they're like, have a good weekend. And I'm like, haha, idiots.
But you, in fact, were the
yes. And then Ryan and I are both like, have a good weekend. And then we got the paper out. And it was like, have a great long weekend. And we're like, what have we done? Fuck. And so, honestly, the only people we have to watch Eliza ever is Ryan's parents. And mm-hmm. They couldn't because they both have, you know, jobs. So, so my cheese of all of this is that Friday, because of our mistake, I got to just stay home with Eliza all day.
Oh, that's nice.
It was just like a nice, like I needed it. And to be honest, like I miss her because now we're with her all the time and now she's back in daycare. Mm-hmm. It was just nice to just, we seriously just cuddled all day and sat on the couch together and she ate her little apple puffs and it was just like it was a good girl's day.
No.
And Meadow was cuddled with us too, and it was nice. It was what I needed.
Meadow had her 4-piece chicken nugget. I will never forget that part of the story that you got your dog a chicken nugget box. All right, so my wine this week, I had a huge case of mom guilt. I feel like, I mean, Isla's almost 2, so I've had my fair share of her getting like bumps and bruises mm. on my watch and feeling bad about it. But this weekend, every year my mom rents this lake house for like the week of Labor Day. And it's like a typical lake house where it's like on the steep hill, lots of stairs, it's like these like different levels. It's just not, it's a scary place for a toddler to be. We pulled up and I told Phil, like, we both got to be on our A game to make sure she doesn't fall off a cliff today.
I'm picturing like the little rascals when they're all like on the cliff and you remember that part?
Yes. Okay. It's not that scary, but there's a lot of stairs and of course the stairs are like cement and stone and whatever, but we got there and of course, you know, she's almost 2, all she wanted to do was climb up and down the stairs. So we basically took shifts, me, Phil, and my mom even took a shift, like walking up and down the stairs with her. She was having the time of her life. She actually had a really good time. My brother was there with his wife and kids. My mom ordered pizza. I ate it like it was a piece of corn on the cob. Like she stuck her face into the pizza. And it was just a really like nice night. I'm like, oh, this is like such a good day. And then, of course, she got back to climbing up and down the stairs. And at that point, she had climbed up and down them so many times and she had been okay. So, like, I was there with her next to her, but I wasn't, like, on top of her. And I was just kind of, like, had my arm out to, like, catch her kind of thing. Yeah. And at the same time, one of my mom's friends was talking to me. So I was, like, half paying attention to my mom's friend, half paying attention to Isla. And this is a terrible idea. Isla like went to go rest her hand on like the rock wall, like as like use it as a railing.
Yeah.
And her hand slipped off and she fell face first onto the cement step.
Oh.
And it was so loud. Like everybody there, because there was a decent amount of people there, like looked over, like they all heard it. Mm. I thought for sure she like must have like cracked her skull open. It sounded so bad.
Oh, God.
She immediately started screaming. It was just so scary. I picked her up right away. I just stared in her eyes because I'm always so terrified that she's going to, like, have a concussion. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, looking in her eyes to see if her pupils were dilated. And it was just so sad. So, of course, she cried and she was so sad. Yeah. She eventually calmed down. She had, like, a big red mark, like, around her eye. So we thought for sure she was going to get, like, this crazy black eye.
Yeah.
And of course, next week or this coming weekend is her birthday party. So I'm like, great. She's going to have like this big black, like this big shiner for her like 2-year-old birthday party.
If it makes me feel any better, there's a really nice picture of me on Halloween dressed as Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And I have a huge black eye.
Oh, so. No. I was like, I mean, I guess it'll make for a story.
Yeah.
But I just felt so bad. And of course, she was just so sad. She calmed down. I was so like like obsessive about like checking to see if she had a concussion.
Yeah,
she
had, that's like, scary.
She had no signs of a concussion. And so we put her to bed that night. I checked on her like 50 times just in case. Yeah. And she woke up the next morning. You can barely tell. There's like no bruising yet. I mean, I guess it's been like 2 or 3 days, but you would think it would be like yellow and gross by now if there was one. And she's fine. She's totally fine. But I just had so much mom guilt about it because it's like, it was on my watch. I like should have been there to catch her. And I know these things happen, but it was still.
Well, it's never easy to see your kid get hurt. Especially when they're young like that.
I know. And like little like falling down, scraping your knee. I'm like, that sucks. I'm sorry. But like, you're not dying. But like when you hit your head that hard, it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
But she's okay.
Aww.
But my cheese this week is that Phil went back to work this week. It's not my cheese, but bye. Oh.
But you're like, God, I'm so glad to be rid of him.
Like, smell you later. He like called me today and he joked around like, oh, you got your boyfriend over? I was like, this is my first break from a man in 9 weeks. You think I'm gonna play another one in my house? Get out of here. But he went back to work and Isla went back to like her normal daycare schedule. So this means that it was my first time having to wake up and get two children under two plus myself ready for the day and out the door in time for daycare. And it is not easy. It's about 2.5 hours of just go, 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 because you have to like get them both up. You got to feed run, which takes a lot of time while keeping Isla entertained. Plus I have to get up extra early if I want to get myself ready, which I'm trying to like practice so I'm ready for work.
Yeah.
But I'm just proud of myself. My cheese is that so far I've done it 2 days.
Nice.
It ain't easy, but I did it and I got out of the house on time both days. Nice. And I just feel like super mom. How people do this on the regular, I don't know. How I'm going to do it on the regular, I don't know. The idea that I have to then go to work after I do this, I don't know.
I have one baby, and if you watch our Instagram stories this morning, I blow dry my hair with the car heater. Didn't work very well. But.
Well, it's probably just like that hair dryer used to have. That was like somebody breathing hot air on you. I'm sure it's the same idea.
Yeah, it takes just as much time. I'm like, we only have 13 minutes for commute. Good for you. Like, that's great.
I'm just like, I can't believe I'm going to have to do this and then go and have a full day at work. But I'll do it. It'll be
But fine. Then it'll be like a year from now and you'll be like, we'll just be normal.
Right. It's like, so I'm crazy nervous.
How you like...
adapt. Yeah, I was nervous to do it with just Isla, and then I don't want to say easy because I feel like every day I was like, let's go, we gotta go. Actually, my friend next door who has three kids was like, I want to tell you that it gets easier, but it doesn't. I'm sorry. Like, I'm good. Great.
Thanks. Mornings are never easy regardless.
I know.
There's always a point in the morning where I'm like, why am I like this? Why am I like this?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But yeah, stay tuned.
That'll be my... like, my wine is...
my wine is like, can't do it anymore. So we are going to just jump right into this topic. So in normal moms after bedtime fashion, we are winging it. But
you don't tell them that.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding.
I feel like that just makes us, you know, authentic, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a topic we really wanted to talk about.
So it is.
We're going to talk about it and see what comes of it.
Where the conversation takes us.
Yeah.
But we wanted to talk today about like keeping up with our physical health, like a wellness episode. And I feel like it's on top of my mind right now because I'm fairly newly cleared to work out again and got back into the swing of things. And I just feel so much better when I do. So. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's newly on my mind, too, because actually with being sick and blah, 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 tonight was the first, like, real I'm a member of CrossFit class. So I feel like it's fresh in my mind, too. So
how did your first class go tonight?
It was hard.
Yeah.
But, well, one, I was very proud of myself because I got to do, like, Olympic weightlifting.
Oh.
Like, competitive. Like, you're not competing there, but it's what people do like in weightlifting competitions. So I was basically Arnold Schwarzenegger, but basically. Anyway, but I actually like one round I did like the real thing. So it was cool. I mean, I am definitely a beginner. And the people are really nice too. So
that's good.
It's really good to be back. It's different than what I was doing before, but in a good way, because I think I can actually like progress more.
Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, I've always, like, my whole life kind of been, like, a yo-yo worker-outer.
Oh, same. For sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll get on these crazy kicks, and the second I fall off the wagon, I, like, fall off for a long time. And I don't even, like, do any kind of exercise for a long time. And then I'll get back into it. I'm so into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to, like, work on that mindset of, like, just because you fall off once, it doesn't mean, like, not everything is ruined forever. Like, you can just jump right back into it.
That's so hard, though, to, like, in the moment to practice that, because it's super easy to fall out of shape. Like, out of shape. I mean, I'm not – this episode isn't about, like, oh, you need to be skinny and whatever. But I mean, out of shape is in, like, you just feel yucky.
Yeah.
Out of shape.
Yeah. And I do, it gets to that point sometimes where I do feel yucky. Like, I feel like, I mean, this episode, like you said, is more about like taking care of yourself in general. Like, and of course, we're going to link it back to your mental health.
Of course. But
I just feel better if I'm like moving and like taking care of myself that way. Like, we talk so much on this podcast about self care. And I think a lot of times that includes taking care of your body. It doesn't have to be doing CrossFit by any means, but doing something for you that's for your body, because I feel the best if I am back into yoga, or recently I've been doing Peloton workouts, and not just on the bike, but they have like strength workouts.
Oh, cool.
And they have this really cool Facebook group called Hardcore on the Floor. But it's like, if you download the Peloton app, you don't have to have the bike, but they like make these programs where you just do the certain classes.
Oh, sweet.
And I really like it. And I just feel better actually caring about my body, because I feel like when I'm pregnant, I do a really bad, which I know this is like the opposite of what you're supposed to do. I do a really bad job of taking care of my body when I'm pregnant, because I'm just like, fuck it, I'm pregnant. And I eat like all the Reese Puff cereal and all the Taco Bell that I want. And because it's like, who cares? I'm pregnant. That's like my excuse for everything. So then when I'm finally not pregnant, I'm like, oh yeah, I should probably, which again is the opposite of what it should be.
Do we? I like, this literally links exactly back to our very first episode where we talked about expectations versus reality. Mm-hmm. The second I found out I was pregnant, I was like, I need my omega-3s, blah, 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 like whatever. Mm-hmm. It got all, which I will also say, like, we're talking about physical health. I am a yo-yo, dieter in the past, and I think I'm doing a better job of getting out of that mindset, but oh, but when I was pregnant, I definitely was like, oh, I want to not diet obviously, but I wanted to like eat all the healthy foods that they suggest and blah blah, and that just was not working. It was not an option for me. And then we get to the day I have Eliza and I'm eating McDonald's.
You and Meadow.
Yeah, Meadow and yes, we both were. But yeah, no, and I think, honestly, I think maybe eating crappy that whole time, well, like eating crappy and also, you know, puking it up, and then, I don't know, like that whole combination of stuff, I feel like going 9 months doing that, of course I was going to feel shitty afterwards.
Right.
Like, if I just did that, to be honest, when I hurt my knee and had to have surgery and like when COVID happened, I'm a very, like, all or nothing person. So I was just like, all right, well, I can't walk on my leg, so I guess I'll just eat a pizza every night. But I feel better when I'm not, like, an all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's so hard to have a balance. And I think a big takeaway that I want to talk about in this episode is about balance. Because you can't commit. How do I put this? So before, when I really first got into strength training, this was right before I got married. Because, of course, you're like, I want to be the hottest ever for my wedding. And I was in the best shape of my life for my wedding. But I'm not saying, like, I don't want this episode to come off as, like, body shaming or anything like that at all.
Can we just make, like, a, what's the word?
Disclaimer.
A disclaimer that this episode is in no way body shaming, talking about that whatsoever. But I also think it's fair and we should be allowed to be proud of ourselves for working out or being in good shape. Or
I like that.
Because I think sometimes we get so caught up in being like, but I don't want to offend you. I don't want to offend you. Please don't feel like we're saying like this or the other. So let's put that out there that that's not what the point of this episode is. It's a point about keeping ourselves healthy, whether that looks like doing 30 minutes of reading a night to get your mind, whatever, and like taking a break from, you know, eating a bag of chips in front of Netflix. Or
guess what I didn't do this week.
That was my secret way of checking in on you. Whether it looks like that or whether it looks like CrossFit, like it's just talking about keeping your body healthy, and then we're allowed to be proud of ourselves.
I like that.
We do that. So,
all right. So from playing here on out the door,
I like so we that. We stop apologizing.
Good. I like that.
Okay.
Anyway, I was in the best shape of my life.
I was fucking great.
Anyway. But here's the thing of that is that fitness and all that stuff was like a full-time job for me. There are nights that I would, okay. So at this time I was also doing aerial yoga, which to be quite honest, I don't think I can ever do again after having a C-section. I just don't think I'll ever be able to do that. It was fun though, but I would seriously go from strength training to a yoga class and then come home. And then the nights that I didn't do strength training, I had a Planet Fitness membership that I would go to Planet Fitness and then maybe a yoga class or whatever. That's too much. Like, no one can sustain that.
Right.
And then because I didn't have that balance, once I hurt myself, It was hard to get back into it because I was so used to going like,
it's hard
so
to like
hard.
Be okay with not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just get like upset about it and blah, blah, blah. And it just like spirals. And so I think that balance is just so important when you're thinking about how you want to keep your body healthy.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like that's a difference for me. I posted a little bit about this so we had like a 2-week virtual appointment after I had Ren. And I asked my midwife, like, I know I can't do exercise, but can I get back into like yoga? And she's like, yeah, sure. Just don't be doing anything crazy. But like, if you'd like to, sure. So I got back into that. What I'm trying so hard to do differently this time around after Ren compared to what I did with Isla is with Isla, I was just, I mean, and I feel like we could have a whole episode about this and we kind of already have, but like you just feel like it's not your body anymore after postpartum. And I remember just being like, because I loved my body when I was pregnant for the most part, not everything, but for the most part, I really liked my body when I was pregnant with Isla. Then all of a sudden you're just left with like this empty shell. Like there's no like, you're not glowing anymore and you're not like, you know, your thighs are still chafing and there's no baby there to show for it. But, well, I guess it's on the outside, but you know what I mean. But I just was like, you know, I just didn't feel right in my body. And so I would just was like, I must lose the baby weight. I must get to where I was before. And it was an unhealthy way to go about it for sure. And I got really into dieting and working out. And like the exercising was great for sure. But I just went into like this really restrictive dieting that is like a staple for like yo-yo dieters. And like you said, like not something you can sustain for long term. I'm not going to lie. It worked. I got back to my pre-baby weight, but it wasn't like I was hungry throughout the day and I was so obsessed with the number on the scale and it just was not a healthy way to go about it at all.
I feel like it makes – I've been in that situation before, and I feel like it makes your mind hungry. It's not just your body, and it's just, like, all-consuming. When you could still get – like, if you wanted to lose weight, you could still do it without doing that.
Right.
Yeah. And I hate that, like, that's like, always the solution. It's like, oh, go on this restrictive diet or, you know, work out – and have no other life outside of that.
And like daydream about, you know, the sugary coffee that you used to drink. And that's when you end up like, you know, caving, quote unquote, or cheating, I guess is the word. And then you like throw everything out the window and then you like, you know, you Taco Bell every night again. It's like, it's that black and white. Whereas if you just go about it in a healthier way. So this time around, the reason I was talking about my midwife with the yoga is she said it was okay, but I still couldn't do like, you know, hardcore exercising yet. So I just got like basically permission to only do yoga for like 4 weeks, and it was amazing. It was the first time I got to like actually focus on, because yoga is not about like getting fit and strong or whatever. Right. It happens in the process, but it's more about like breathing, stretching, just taking mm-hmm. care of your body, like being aware of your body. And it's just so good for you mentally. I mean, yes, it's good for you physically, but I just feel like yoga is so much better for you mentally than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And like basically being told you can do that and only that for 4 weeks, I feel like was just so good for me. I needed that mm-hmm. because then I'm going into this time around after Ren not like I must lose blah blah blah, but more like I just want my body to feel good again. That's all
right. And I
care about.
And I'm sure that you, I was gonna say, having that different mindset, you probably are one like not wasting time hating your body after it just gave you two babies, mm-hmm. but actually just focusing on feeling good. And I think that it's totally like, we could have a whole episode about this, but it's totally 100% like a society thing for women mm-hmm. that, you know, oh, you have to, gosh, it was so bad for you to eat that. This is bad. This is good.
Right.
And it's hard to not look at things in that way, because we were raised that way. Right. I have my mom's mom, my grandma, that's what you're I call her Grammy, but I've never known her not on a diet. And she's like in her 80s and she still goes to her little, like, now it's social, like she goes to a little, like,
yeah,
it's not Weight Watchers, but it's like a little diet club or whatever. But I've never, but that was really toxic for me growing up to see that, because it wasn't about, because everything that like, oh, I want to eat that, was always that's bad.
Right.
We need to start eating good.
Right.
And it's taken a long 30 years to like try to get myself out of that mindset. And I think finally getting into taking care of my body physically with like movement is helpful actually in curing that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. Also, like in my specific, if you're like weightlifting, you need protein. You need mm-hmm. You need fat. You need carbs. Like I don't know. It's not that I don't. Now I'm like, oh, I'm working for my food. It's just that I'm like craving things that are actually useful.
You need to like fuel your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I want to have a piece of chocolate cake on top of it, I can do that.
Right.
And not feel bad about it. And it's taken a really long time. I'm like just changing my mindset like to that.
And it's a work in progress.
For sure.
I feel the same way. Even as you're talking, I'm like, oh my God, how many times have I mentioned this episode? Like Taco Bell. Listen, I freaking like Taco Bell. And like sometimes I treat myself to Taco Bell, and that doesn't make me a bad person. And it doesn't mean that I am like a fat, lazy turd. It just means that sometimes I like to enjoy Taco Bell. Does it make me want to shit myself after? Yeah, but but that's just the nature of the game. But
yeah, I can't eat Taco Bell, but not that I don't want to.
But I feel like it's just a work in progress, like, because we're just so brainwashed to kind of think that way. And so it's like, you're so right that and this time I'm trying really hard not to think that way, and I'm trying to, like, it's kind of this new term, but like, eat intuitively.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to make mm-hmm. me feel good or bad? And so, you know, it was my birthday a couple of weeks ago. We had an ice cream cake, and it's like, mm-hmm. I want to have a piece of ice cream cake every night. It's not a bad thing.
Whatever.
But
yeah.
It's going to make me feel bad if I eat a huge piece, because I'm going to have a stomach ache. So I want to enjoy it. And maybe I'll just have a smaller piece tonight. Oh, but then tomorrow night I can have a bigger piece because like, I don't feel sick, like whatever.
Yeah. 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 And I think it's about doing what you, this is all to say, I'm not some kind of like health expert. I'm not an expert on anything, guys. except 10th graders, but
great Gatsby, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But this is coming from when I hated my body so much postpartum. I mean, I'm like, obviously I'm still postpartum, but like in that postpartum, like the fourth trimester, mm-hmm. I was like, what happened to my body? Like, I just, my stomach just looks so saggy, and none of my clothes fit. I think that was the thing, like none of my clothes fit. I had to go buy bigger pants, bigger shirts, bigger everything. And I was just so angry. I was so mad at myself. But then I also like, I joined Weight Watchers because I was like, God, I'm so disgusting. I need to do something to blah, blah, blah. And I did it for like a couple days and I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't have the mental capacity to be on this diet. Nothing against Weight Watchers. You have to do like what works for you and you have to do what is not hurtful to like your mental state about your physical health. And right. I think that as women in our society, that is so like drilled into our brains that it's a, like you said, a work in progress.
I know, as like we're talking, I'm thinking about how my husband is going to listen to this episode and be like, screw you, I've heard you talk so badly about yourself in front of the mirror like every night. So I definitely want to put that out there too, that
oh yeah,
I'm just trying so hard to be better about it, especially I have two daughters. I just badly don't want to say things in front, and I have said things in front of them, mm-hmm. and they'll be like, please don't say that in front of our children. And it's kind of like a reality check of like, you're right. Like I need to change my mindset. And it's so hard when you have 30 years of, mm-hmm. you know, a certain idea kind of drilled into your head that certain foods are bad, that you must be skinny, that you must, that weight and the number on the scale matters so much. And
right. It's not just what you eat. It's also just a societal thing that's been drilled in our heads about just liking your body or keeping it healthy. Because it's that, all that stuff's not about keeping it healthy.
Right.
And so you have to like unlearn that to actually be healthy. That's like exactly. the hard part of it.
Exactly. It's, yeah, it's just a whole relearn. And it's exactly what you said, like a work in progress. So, you know, I'm just trying so hard to reshape my idea about certain food and to reshape my idea of the way I talk to myself mm-hmm. and the way I look at my body. Because you're right. Like I birthed two babies and you birthed a baby and mm-hmm. like, our bodies feel like this crazy, amazing thing. And we're like, how come I don't look like I'm 16 it. Anymore? Like, you're right. never gonna.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to, your body is supposed to change throughout your life. Like, mm-hmm. you don't die at 95 looking like a 16-year-old. No. Like, that's just not the way it works. So,
no.
I just think it's important for us to, like, you know, accept that we are going to change. And I think it's so important to keep ourselves healthy for other reasons. But I think a lot of times we try to do it for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
And so it's hard to shift that mindset.
And I think that's why we were doing a lot of like apologizing in the beginning yeah. too. Because it's all of that stuff that makes anything like physical health or feeling good about yourself physically or whatever, there's this negative thing because of this like pressure that we've just had to live under
right.
for our entire lives.
Yes. Exactly.
And I don't want Eliza or Ren or Isla to ever know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want them to have to like live a life like that. I want Eliza to see me being active in a way that I love to be active.
Mm-hmm.
And that she would find like something that she likes to do that keeps her healthy. And
mm-hmm.
I think a big point that we wanted to bring up on this episode was just like, we're not saying like, oh, you have to go do, I don't know, some crazy workout or whatever if you don't like it.
Right.
You need to find a way to move your body that you actually like, because yes. then it's never going to feel good. It's always going to feel like torture.
Yes.
And again, that's something that took me a really long time to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
To be quite honest, to get to where I want to go and do CrossFit and I like it and strength training and stuff, I actually came to it through yoga
mm-hmm.
because it was sort of like, don't get me wrong, yoga can be like hard if you want it to be hard, it can,
yes.
but whatever. But it's the type of exercise that you can just kind of like live in it and do it at your own pace. And I think that that shows you, oh, this feels good on my body mm-hmm. and I'm moving it. So I don't know. That was my like gateway was yoga. But I think what matters most is that you like how you're moving your body.
Right. Because I think our big focus of this whole topic is to talk about like keeping yourself healthy physically and mentally like together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're forcing yourself to do something that you don't enjoy, then you're not, that's not good for you. That's not good for your health either. Like that's not going to make you feel better.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're just chasing something instead of just, I know it sounds like so tacky, but it shouldn't be mm-hmm. like about like this big end goal. It should be like enjoying every step of
yeah.
the journey, like working out or just going for a walk or doing something.
Yeah, for sure.
That just makes you feel.
Or like gardening. I don't know. Whatever you like to do that makes your body feel good. I don't know. And sometimes it can be hard to find that. Like, mm-hmm. I've definitely been like, well, I have to work out. I know exercise is good for me. And then I go like on the elliptical or the treadmill or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's just not for me. Mm-hmm. I am not a runner and I will never be a runner. And I'm okay with that because.
Samesies.
Yeah. Because I don't enjoy it. I don't like to move my body that way. Mm-hmm. But I like to do other things. So I think it's can be a process of you being like, I like this or I don't. But
I think it's so hard when you are in that postpartum period, because mm-hmm. I think in that period we tend to be, or maybe I should just speak from my own personal experience, is my body looks so drastically different than what you're used to that I felt urgent. Like I must change this and be urgent about it. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like when other things in your body change, they're changing really gradually. That
right.
It maybe doesn't seem as urgent. And so like postpartum for me is like, I don't know this body. I don't like it and I don't want it anymore. So what can I do to change it ASAP? And it, like you said, and we've mentioned before, like it's just the whole societal thing. Everything is like so-and-so bounced back. This person.
Yeah.
Like,
my gosh.
I mean, there's some people I follow on social media where I'm like, how the hell
did
you just have a baby? I don't know if anybody's a fan of Selling Sunset. But did you ever watch that show?
No.
Oh my God. It's addicting.
I'd probably like it, but
you would actually love it, I bet. But one of the girls had a baby and I swear to God, she had a C-section. And like the next day, she looked like a friggin' supermodel. Like it doesn't even make sense.
Nope.
It doesn't make sense. I'm like, shouldn't you not even be like off the couch?
Yeah. Like I think you should sit down.
I want to see your doctor's note because this doesn't seem right. But it's just sometimes it's just so unrealistic and it's so hard not to compare yourself. And so I think sometimes when we get stuck in that, especially that postpartum or any kind of big change like that, like if you have like a surgery or an injury or something happens or even COVID where you're not even allowed to leave your freaking house, it just seems like something is so urgent. And I think that's when we get into those unhealthy
spirals. It's frustrating to feel that way too. Mm-hmm. Like coming from not only like postpartum, but an injury standpoint is you were go, go, go. And then all of a sudden you can't move your body the way you liked to move it.
Right.
And then you have to like start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And that is hard. And that can affect your mental health, I think, as well. So, I mean, I think that when we're talking about, I think we had to do this episode because you have to talk about physical health and mental health together because you're in this one body and it's all connected. And if you're neglecting one of those things, the other one will probably.
Yeah, 100%.
Not be a well-oiled machine.
I mean, think about it. If you are really sedentary and just like not taking care of your body, you feel like crap, like mentally. I know I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, I don't have to be like running marathons, but if I'm not doing much, and again, that's why I'm the kind of person who just like needs to be getting out of the house and doing stuff too, because it gets me up and moving. If I don't do much, like I just start feeling really bad mentally, and that's when I feel like probably my lowest. But then on the other side, like if you're not taking care of your mental health, then your body starts telling you that you're not taking care of your mental health. If you are super stressed, your gut usually is bothering you, or maybe your neck is like super tense or whatever. Like your body tells you when your mental health isn't right, and vice versa.
Right.
So they need to be working together. They go hand in hand.
And I think I'll just share my own like personal, I guess, like driving force as to why I like the kind of exercise I do and why it's important to me to get back into it for not being in it for so long. I've talked to my therapist about this before, but my anxiety just like manifests itself as like, you know, like that fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. And then she, you know, explained that now you have all these heightened chemicals basically in your body. You have this adrenaline and you have nothing to do with it if you're not using it.
Releasing it, yeah.
Yeah. So like I am sitting around watching Netflix with a bunch of adrenaline. Of course I'm going to yell at someone. Of course I'm going to freak out if I drop something or whatever because I'm heightened. But if I'm doing stuff like deadlifting or whatever, I like, you know, for me, that's the perfect way for me to get adrenaline out. Mm-hmm. And I need that. And to be honest, like I like strength training because I feel like a badass.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Red aura. Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. I like now that I'm back into working out again, it's been forever, really, since I really got into a good routine, mm-hmm. probably since after I had Isla, I just feel like stronger. Like, I just feel like a strong, empowered person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing crazy CrossFit deadlifts, but I am.
But you're doing what you like.
Yeah. And I am doing like strength work. And even on the Peloton the other day, I'm not going to get into details, but I did a ride that was very, very hard. And mm-hmm. at the end of it, I like cried a little bit because it was just like this giant emotional release. And I just felt like so. Yeah. I just felt so good after. And so I think that.
I think one of the best feelings for me and how I know that physical and mental health are connected is when I get into my car after a workout, because I'm just like, wow, I just feel so good. How could I be like, nah, I don't want to do that. Even though I do that so often,
uh-huh.
be like, I feel I have a headache or mm-hmm. whatever. Like, I how many times have I done that? And if I just do it, I feel I'm so happy. I'm so happy with myself. I feel good. My body feels good. And to be honest, I guess another point I wanted to make about postpartum link to this is that, yeah, I've gotten back into working out and all that good stuff. I'm still in the same size pants that I had to buy when I had to like size up after I had Eliza. But my body just feels so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally at a point like in my life, I feel like, where I can wear that size and still feel good about my body, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Which that takes so much work, but it's because of the mental high I get from working out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to quote Legally Blonde again. Half people just don't kill their husbands.
So true.
But it's true. Like the endorphins, it just makes you feel so good. And I think, I mean, this is a parenting podcast coming full circle. Like the whole point mm-hmm. of, I think, this talking about how taking care of yourself is then so you can be like the best version of yourself for your kids. So I've noticed that my mental health is just so much better since I've been back on like taking care of my body and focusing mm-hmm. more on my body. And I just feel more patient with my children and I feel less overstimulated. We just had the episode, like I feel like I'm reaching that threshold less because here I am getting back to that nerdiness of it, but like I'm getting so much proprioceptive input by working out and doing like whatever the workout is that, you know, I'm coming into parenting at a calmer spot than I was otherwise. Like you said, I'm not holding that like adrenaline in. Like I released some of it, and so now it's not pent up inside, ready to
like
explode.
Your cup's not gonna flow over.
Yeah.
Or well, we always talk about empty cups, but you know what I mean.
Like, it's a different, same metaphor, but different. Pay attention.
Backwards. Sorry. when I am like actually working out and have like a structure and I'm actually doing it regularly, I know it takes time, but then I can do more with mm-hmm. my days.
Yes.
Like 100%. I have more energy to do more. And that in turn affects my mental health, affects me as mm-hmm. a wife, as a parent, as mm-hmm. a teacher. Like I can give more to my life if I take care of what I'm walking around it in.
Yes.
Man, I wish I could tell myself this when I don't want to go work out.
Go back and listen to this episode.
I'll have to just like listen to it every time. I'm like,
well, I think like it's a great reminder because we have said multiple times that it's just all such this big work in progress. So, like when you're having those bad days, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying things about myself that I shouldn't be saying. Go back and listen to this episode and be like, remember when you said that you're doing so much better and that you're trying so much harder not to think this way and talk this way?
Yeah.
Working on it.
And next week I'm like, I have too much going on.
I'm too busy to read half an hour at night. I say this to make fun of you and I haven't started the book club book yet, so it's cool.
But now that I'm back to actually working out, maybe I'll have the energy to take the 30 minutes to read instead of like stewing in my adrenaline that I have nothing. Like you can't sit down and read
right.
if you have a bunch of adrenaline. Like what? Yeah.
I do notice too, like you said, like you have more energy or will, I guess, to do other things. Like I noticed that I don't want to just sit there and scroll mindlessly on my phone as much or get lost in like in that kind of brainwashing type. Like I just want to get up and get out, maybe run some errands or go outside and play with Isla or like do something. So I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. The energy piece is important. And I think you're right that it all comes full circle back to like mental health, about being a better parent. You know, not when you're spending 5 hours at the gym or whatever, but when you're moving your body in a way that you love.
Right.
And so I just hope, I guess like my hope or takeaway, I don't want to say homework. Sorry, I'm in back to school mode. It's that, like, try some stuff out and see what you like. See how you like to move your body. I guarantee you'll feel better.
100%. And I know there are people listening to this because this would have been me not that long ago. Like, I got fucking kids. Like, I got a job. I am so busy. And I think that's important.
That was me, like, 2 days ago.
I mean, I'm on freaking maternity leave. And I'm like, I ain't got time for that shit. But really, I don't, because what the hell am I supposed to do with my baby? But I, like, you got to make it work. But also, if you really can't, then, like you said, there's so many other ways to move your body. Like, if it is just going on a walk or gardening or, you know, doing something.
Playing with your kids.
Yes.
I don't know.
That freaking exhausts me. Let's work out.
Eliza's still immobile. I'm basking in the
the Chase Island catcher before she falls down concrete stairs. Clearly, I need to work on my speed, my agility, my reaction time.
Yeah, I just think I don't want people to, like, listen to this episode and be like, well, guess I got to buy a Peloton. Guess I got to do CrossFit. But, like, those are just things that Manny and I have found that we really love. And that's not to say that I haven't tried a bunch of other exercising that I felt like were freaking torture.
Yeah, like, me. I'm not going to run with you. I'm sorry. Like, anybody out there, don't ask me to run. Don't ask me to do a 5K.
Ryan Garby. It's not going to happen.
Sorry, Ryan Garby. Not going to happen.
Me? Sports. Don't like them. Not good at them. That's also part of, like, I tried different sports when I was younger, and so I spent my whole life being like, well, I'm not an athlete, I'm not athletic, I can't do that kind of stuff. But then I found something that I liked, that I can be athletic if I want to be.
Right.
But
that's true. Finding your niche.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important. We have like episodes about self-care, and I feel like this is, like, a form of it.
My biggest 100%. Self-care, truly, honestly, is exercising. And, like, I'm always like, I don't have any hobbies. And to be honest, like, I like doing this. Why can't this be my hobby?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And why can't you be proud of it?
Yeah.
I do think, again, we get, like, I get caught in this thing of, like, I want to be proud of myself or something, but I also want to come off as either, like, I'm bragging about myself, or I'm, like, showing off, or I'm insensitive. So it's okay sometimes to just be like, I like this and I am going to own it and I'm proud of, you know, me pushing through, or me, you know, whatever.
You know what? I did a damn clean and jerk today and I'm proud of myself.
You did a what?
A clean and jerk.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, don't Google that, because you probably will find something.
Not on your work laptop. That's for sure.
Like, I was looking at CrossFit, I swear. Good stuff. Be proud of yourself and find what you love to do.
Yeah, be proud of yourself for taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, talking about taking care of ourselves, we need to go to bed. I need to take care of
I'm coming off of my clean and jerk high.
I just wonder what that feels like. As always, guys, if you made it this far, thank you so much. I want to hear about your clean and jerk highs. Please share with us. No, but really, I want to hear about, like, what other people are doing to, like, move their bodies, or what makes them feel good. Because
there could be something that you're like, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, some kind of, like, karate type of thing, or, like,
I'm not sure that's for me either, but hey, never know.
Could be for someone.
On this post in our Instagram, I want to hear from other people. But
yeah, for sure.
In the meantime, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, like, and comment on Instagram. Don't forget that we are going to do birth stories. Next week, I think, will probably be our first listener birth story. So stay tuned for that. But if you are interested, please, please reach out. We have a little list going and we want to get you on there. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.